Yeah, I'm very happy to welcome our special guest this morning. And I'm going to introduce my special guest as Kevin, the creator of website myartbrief.com. Myartbrief.com. What a fabulous name for a website.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. So how did that come about then?
The website came about, it's basically a website where you can have anything created you want art-wise. So we have 120 commissionable artists. No matter what you want, they can create it and we connect you with them. So the website name came about is you submit what you want in the form of a brief, and it's about art, so it's myartbrief.com.
Right, so how did all that start then? You were telling me earlier about a story of looking for something for your own property to decorate in it inside.
That's right, yeah.
And you couldn't find anything.
That's right. We just moved home and we wanted something specific size for a wall with certain colours to match the room, and we couldn't find it. So my wife, who studied art when she was younger, went out, bought some materials and created a large painting, and that now sits on our wall. And I'm a software engineer and I thought, why isn't there anything out there of a service that can do this? And that's what I set about creating around 2 years ago, and it went fully live in December last year with a little bit of marketing, and we're now doing one commission a week, averaging one commission a week.
Right, so as I understand it then, let me think this through. Someone can get in touch with you through myartbrief.com.
Not quite. They get in touch directly with the artists through the website.
Oh, I see, right, okay. So let's say, like you, I have an idea, yep, of some sort of scheme or other for my house, and I'm thinking we've been all over the place, we've shopped online, we can't find anything at all that we like. Could we go to myartbrief.com with an idea of our own?
I would do it the other way. I wouldn't even go out looking shopping. I would go to myartbrief.com, have a look at all the artwork on the site. There's different ways you can do it. There's a video on the homepage. You can browse all the artwork, see something you like. You might even find it's for sale, it's perfect, what you're looking for. You can buy it. If not, if you like the artist's style, you can commission them to create whatever you wanted. Say it's a landscape or some portrait of your children or just some abstract that matches the colours of your room. We also have sculptors. It's anything you want. So I wouldn't even go out shopping, but of course I would say that. I would go to the website first.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you've just answered a question I was going to ask you there. It's not just flat works then, so
no.
you could create 3D objects.
Essentially, yeah, I mean, we cover all types of art. I mean, the main ones are drawings and paintings. That's what we've been doing for the last sort of four to 5 months. But we do have some sculptors on there. We have a woman who does mosaics who's based in Scotland out of glass. It's a sculpture. It's basically anything you want. And if we don't find a match on there, we have a book of people who, you know, artists, people aren't very technical. A lot of them aren't technical. They say, look, I don't want the time to create the profile, but if anything that you think suitable for me, let me know, and we can let them know that way as well. So not all of the artists are on the site, but the majority of them are.
Right. So has it been a steep learning curve for you both?
Very. Mm. Mainly with the marketing. We have an ethos where the majority of the money for the artwork goes to the artists, which is hard to get over with marketing, getting people to the website, which is mainly why we've done this Kickstarter campaign, because it's essentially all free other than our time to create it and try and get people to the site. So basically, if an artist quoted you £100 for a portrait of your children, they get £91 of it. It's only 9% commission, which is unheard of in the art world. I don't know if there's any artists listening. You go and buy your work in a gallery, the gallery's getting 50% of that fee, but that's because the gallery has those overheads. We're trying to do everything on a budget so we don't have massive overheads, so we can't go out and spend, you know, £20,000 on adverts for television. We're trying to do everything at low cost and spread the word virally so that we can stick with our ethos that all the money is going to the artists, and that's the whole point, connecting people direct with the artist that is the right one for them, that can create what they want, and they work with them directly through the website.
It sounds like a marvellous idea, actually. It sounds like it all works really well for everybody concerned. Everybody gets out of it what they wanted.
I think so. It's safe and secure. Everything's, it's technically wise, HTTPS, we use secure payment system. from when you create the brief and you match the artists, you have the conversation online, they submit the quotes online, you accept the quote online and make payment, and we hold the payment until you receive the artwork. So that's the safety side of it. I mean, there's lots of artists that do commissions. You would get in touch with them. Usually everything's done via email. You would send the payment either via PayPal, or some of them do take card payments. This is about all being all in one place and secure.
You mentioned the Kickstarter campaign. Now, could you explain a little bit about that so people listening get a really full picture of what Kickstarter actually does and what it means?
Yeah, Kickstarter is a form of a crowdfunding campaign that are there to get creative ideas off the ground.
Mm.
The most popular ones are technology-based. I don't know if anyone's heard of the Pebble Watch, where they basically say, you know, pledge £100. If we reach our goal, we'll send you a Pebble watch that's worth £300. And they got something like 3,000% funded, went away, created the Pebble watch, and that company's now off the ground. So it's all about kickstarting creative ideas. And what we're trying to do is to fund an art exhibition in Durham City, hopefully at the gala. We've got a fallback of one of the university buildings. They've offered to help us out. But we're looking to commission 40 of our artists to create a piece of work in their preferred style and medium that we will then scan, and as rewards for pledges we will create prints for the people that pledge. So essentially, say you pledge £20 for an A4 print, depending on the artist you pick, it could be worth up to £60, because that's what the artist would charge if you were buying it direct for them. So the artists have got on board and helped us out, appreciate what we're trying to do with the low commission rates, finding them work. They said, yes, we'll create this piece of artwork, we'll give you permission to create the prints in return for pledges. So that went live about 12-14 days ago, and we just simply aren't getting enough people to the page. I think a lot of people don't understand what crowdfunding and Kickstarter is.
Mm.
No money is taken. Say you pledge £20 for a print, no money is taken from your card straight away. It's only taken if you reach your goal, and if we reach the goal, you're actually getting something of greater value in return. So if we get enough pledges, we'll have those artworks, we'll scan them, we'll send out the prints, we put on the exhibition in Durham, and it's all about raising awareness of those artists and our business and letting people see the artwork in real life. I don't know about anybody else, there's lots of websites out there that sell artwork. I would find it very difficult to pay a lot of money or even a little bit of money for something that I can't see. Commissioning is slightly different. That's the platform is about. There's something of you in the painting that you've commissioned. Mm. You find an artist that you can think create it and you do it. It's completely different to buying a piece of art online. But we do sell artwork online as well. But the exhibition and the crowdfunding campaign is to fund that exhibition so that people can see these works, see the artists. And it's all about getting people more involved. You know, we've done, there's artists on there that fit all budgets. We have some final year students who are doing work for low fees. We have some really good artists. There's a guy who on there used to be the resident artist for the Royal Shakespeare Society, does portraits, you know, the £2,000. But there's something for everyone. If you have a budget, you can go on the website and you can commission somebody to create what you're looking for. And the Kickstarter campaign and the exhibition is just so people can see this work. And then we'll then own those artworks. The first exhibition would be in Durham, but then we can go to other places, trade fairs, people can see the artwork. So it's all about, pardon the pun, kickstarting the business.
Yeah.
But people are getting something in return. And that's essentially what crowdfunding and more so Kickstarter is about. People pledge, get something of greater value in return, and they help the business get off the ground.
And everyone's a winner.
Yes.
I didn't fully understand what crowdfunding was. I didn't realise that you got something in return, which amounts to more than the amount that you had pledged in the first place.
Yeah, it's not all of them. That's what Kickstarter specialise in. Mm. There are other ones out there that are trying to raise money where they will give shares in the company. Kickstarter don't allow that. It's purely rewards. It's kind of, it's sponsorship with something in return is the best way to describe it.
Right, so sponsorship with something in return.
Yep.
You're going to get something back.
Of greater value in return.
Of greater value, yeah. Okay. So what should I do then? I'm listening at home right now and I'm thinking, oh, do you know, right, well, I won't bother shopping online. And I'm not going to bother just nipping to the shops and spending all week and months looking. So what should I do? I should go to myartbrief.com?
Yeah, go to myartbrief.com. I mean, if you are interested in the Kickstarter campaign, there's a link straight on the front page that will take you through it. But we're there for... commissionable artist, that's what it is. If you want some artwork, whether it be portrait of children, basically whatever you want, there's a create brief link at the top of the page that takes you through some questions. If you haven't got an account, at the end it asks you to sign in, and then you can complete the brief after you've created an account and signed in. Yeah, that's what we're about. If any artwork that you want for your home or business, go to myartbrief.com. The Kickstarter campaign is separate. Obviously, we'd love to do the art exhibition, but our primary function is finding work for UK, they're all UK artists as well, I should mention. We have quite a few local ones as well. There's a lady called Janice in Bishop, just sold a painting the other day of Dunsterberg Castle. And that all came about by the Kickstarter campaign, raising awareness. Somebody went on the website, lives up that way, saw the painting and bought it. So it's kind of working.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay, I'd like to finish with a musical link. And you were saying something about Danny and Kylie earlier.
That's right. Yeah, we
go on. Tell me.
Well, we've done a couple of collaboration with a band in Brighton called Liemba. They wanted some artwork for a CD, and that's what we were talking about while we were off air.
Yeah.
And that's described on the Kickstarter page. But we have another artist on there who's been off for quite a while now. They created the artwork for a Kylie and Danny Minogue CD. So all of their artwork is there, and it's the only place you can buy it online. So they have permission from Kylie and Danny to do all of their artwork, anything they want to do, and they can sell it through the site, and they take commissions for that as well. So we've done a couple of collaborations with... we've done stuff for business as well. Businesses are using it for marketing campaigns. It's anything you want, anything art, you can commission it on the platform.
Kevin, thank you very much for coming in this morning. It's been very, very interesting indeed. And it is, once again, I'll say it and then you can back me up on this. What do? I go to myartbrief.com?
Yes, or you can just Google My Art Brief. The link will be at the top of the page. And click on the page. There's a video. If you're not sure what to do, watch. I think it's about one minute, 40 seconds. There's three ways you can commission an artist. You can create the brief and then it'll match you to the artists, or you can find an artist just looking through our inspiration pages of something you may like. You can commission them directly, or if you see a specific artwork that you like but you may want to change the colours or the size, you can hit the create similar button and it goes straight through to that artist, and that artist will be back in touch with you and provide a quote.
Excellent. Kevin Platts from myartbrief.com. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, and the best of luck with it all.
Thanks very much.